The Lord be with you.
With your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke.
Praise the Lord.
In those days, a decree went out from Caesar Augustus that the whole world should be enrolled. This was the first enrollment when Quirinius was governor of Syria. And so all went to be enrolled, each to his own town. And Joseph, too, went up from Galilee, from the town of Nazareth, to Judea, to the city of David, called Bethlehem, because he was of the house and family of David. He went to be enrolled with Mary, his betrothed, who was with child. And while they were there, the time for her to have her child came, and she gave birth to her firstborn son. She wrapped him in swaddling clothes and laid him in the manger, because there was no room for them in the inn. Now there were shepherds in that region living in the fields and keeping night watch over their flocks. And the angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were struck with great fear. But the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid, for behold, I proclaim to you good news of great joy that will be for all the people. For today, in the city of David, a Savior has been born to you, the one who is Christ the Lord. And this will be a sign for you. You will find an infant wrapped in swaddling clothes and lying in a manger." And suddenly there was a multitude of heavenly hosts with the angel, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace to those on whom his favor rests." The Gospel of the Lord. It has long been my custom not to give a usual homily at this Mass, and therefore it's the homily that most people like throughout the year. See, your best homily is on Christmas when you give no homily. But let me offer one thought for you today. 500 years ago, there was a family in Germany named the Dürer family. It was a large family. And two of the sons, who were very close to one another in age and bonded in a fraternal love that was unique, both of them had a great desire to follow in the world of art. But since they were very poor, neither one could afford to go to Nuremberg, to the School of Art. And therefore, they came to a fraternal agreement. They would toss a coin, and whomever would win the toss, he would go to the school in Nuremberg, while the other brother would work in the mines for 4 years to finance his brother at school. And so the toss happened, and Albrecht won. And he went to the school in Nuremberg, and his brother Albert went to work in the mines in order to finance Albrecht at the School of Art. Well, Albrecht excelled, and he became very renowned as an artist. And after 4 years of high achievement, he came back home, and they had a celebration for him. And now he said to his brother Albert, "Now it's your turn to go to Nuremberg to study art, and I will finance you." But Albert said, "My hands are so damaged from arthritis and from working in the mines, it's too late. I have lost the opportunity. I cannot go and study art. My hands are not capable of this venture." So he sacrificed for his brother. And Albrecht, the artist, made an image of hands, long fingers, damaged fingers in this posture, looking up toward heaven. And he called this piece of art hands. The original is lost, but many copies are made, and it became the praying hands, an image we're very, very familiar with, the praying hands. That's the origin of this image of the hands praying, and it speaks something to us, especially at Christmas time. In my own life, I've always found that somebody sacrificed for me. Somebody was always praying for me. And I have found that the hands praying for me are the hands of Christ. When I was in sin, Christ was praying for me. When I celebrated, Christ was there with me. In my worst moments, in my times of darkness, I felt the prayer, the hands of Christ praying for me. When I failed, when I felt rejected or felt left out somewhere, I felt the strength of the praying hands of Christ for me, the one who sacrificed, who came among us, took on our humanity, and said, I will walk the journey that you walk. I want you to think about that today, because somebody in your life is a Christ figure. Somebody in your life walked with you, forgave you, sacrificed for you. That's a Christ person. Somebody welcomed you when you were rejected. Somebody admired you when you failed. Somebody hugged you when you felt left out. Somebody forgave you when you didn't seem to deserve it. And that's the journey for every one of us. And that's the celebration of this holy day. That if you're young, life gets complicated. The church doesn't always fit you. You doubt, you wonder, you get lost. When we walk through life, we carry wounds. Sometimes our wounds are not healed. We're carrying anger. We're carrying disappointment. We're carrying alienation, some separation from another person. It's a wound we're carrying inside of us. It diminishes us. And this is a time for healing. It's a time for the kind word. It's a time to remember the people that sacrificed for us, and the sacrifice, the praying hands, the gift of life given to us in Jesus Christ, is given to us to be passed on to another so that we will become, through our sacrifice, through our love, through our forgiveness, through our patience and understanding, we will become for another the praying hands. So I want you to think about that today. Who in your life gave you a break? Who in your life sacrificed for you? Who had a dream for you? Who forgave you, understood you, and carried you when life was hard? The praying hands, that person is the image of Christ. You are loved in good times and in bad. Now you'll go to some churches, or you'll hear some public conversation, this person fits into the church and this person doesn't fit. At Holy Family, everybody fits. People are married a second time, they're married a third time. You are our family. You belong. People will tell you because of your color, your sexual orientation, your way of life, there isn't a place for you. At Holy Family, there's a place for you. Your name is called. You're unique. You are special. You are God's son. You are God's daughter. And the praying hands, they're praying for you. So I bless you now with a belonging, a welcoming, and a statement that here at Holy Family, there is a place for you, your name is called, and you belong to a community of love, a human expression, faltering, but human, of the infinite, infinite love of God. Let us celebrate that now by standing, and we'll sing Silent Night. Join your hands and sing Silent Night. Come together as one people.
Silent night, holy night, all is calm, all is bright, round yon virgin mother and child.
Blessed Merry Christmas to each and every one of you. Amen.